Environmental racism is still a term that's new to some people, but there's an extensive history of it here in Nova Scotia, judging from a map created by the Enrich Project at Dalhousie University. The map identifies dozens of garbage dumps and other environmental hazards and their proximity to Indigenous and African Nova Scotian communities. Lynn Jones is an activist who has lobbied for a law to address environmental racism, and she works with the Enrich Project. She'll be speaking about environmental racism at a weekend conference in Toronto, and she dropped by our studio earlier to talk about the map. Welcome to Main Street.
Thank you so much.
So tell me about this map. What exactly does it show?
Oh my goodness. This map is one of the most exciting initiatives that Enrich has embarked on. It's kind of like, it's like a community forum for residents in the affected communities that we're dealing with. And you can see it, like you put your hands on practically, what is happening in terms of issues in our community related to environmental racism.
Can you tell me a bit about the specifics, what it looks like?
I'd love to. Some of the specifics are that it will look at material deprivation. So what that means is it will be able to tell you what is the average income in the communities that we're talking about. What is the education level in these communities? Where are the communities? Like, is it Preston? Is Member 2? What communities are we talking about? And what are the socioeconomic conditions within those communities? It's all color-coded. So it will look at how close are those communities situated to incinerators? How close are they located to the dump sites that we are talking about? All the waste disposal sites and locations and all the details are part of the map. So you'll be able to say, oh, there's a waste disposal place here, and it's only 2 kilometers away from an African, Nova Scotian, or Aboriginal community, and this has a disproportionate impact on these communities. It's a work in progress. It's not something we see as it's up there and that's the end. We see it as something that's going to be ongoing, refined, and worked with.
So when you saw it for the very first time, were there any patterns that emerged that surprised you?
Oh my goodness, yes. It's not that so much surprise. I had an aha moment, I guess it's a better way of putting it. Oh, what we've been saying all along, and people have been disputing, it's true. There's the concrete evidence. I can see where almost every, for example, Aboriginal community has either dumps in their backyard or they're sitting on top of dumps all over the province. And it just blows. It blows your mind. How could anyone minimize the effect of and the legitimacy of environmental racism after viewing these maps?
And did you find it to be that specifically clear, you know, that you were seeing that a number of the Indigenous communities had its nearby garbage dump?
Oh, there's no dispute. It's there. And what's really great about it, it's not information that Enrich, for example, is pulled out of the air. We've gone to government reports where they are the ones that have said, okay, we have incinerators here. They are required in many areas by law to list where these sites are. All we did was go to their sites, find the locations, download it on our maps, and then get our communities on the map, and then poof, it's all. When you put all the whole story, because it is kind of like a story, together, it's only then that you get to see the patterns.
And when you talk about those patterns, does the map do anything to illustrate the possible impact on health and the quality of life in these communities?
It may not per se, but other supporting documents will do that. For example, OnRich has, if you go on the website, they already have been doing research on health determinants and the effect, some of the health issues that are happening in these communities. So, for example, when we did our outreach work and our workshops, we would go into communities where there seems to be high rates of certain diseases, for example, such as cancer. We made a big discovery around issues of autism, where it appears that people in these communities have far more incidents of people being autistic than what might happen in other communities. Now, whether or not, we don't make that giant leap, whether or not being close to these toxins might have an effect, might be causing that, that's the kind of research that we'll be doing as we go along.
So if you had mapped all the garbage dumps and the toxic industrial sites in Nova Scotia's history, would a lot of them be near other communities too? Like, in other words, is the map skewed as a result of only mapping the ones that are near First Nations and African Nova Scotian communities?
No, because the whole province is on the map. So it will actually show the disproportionate impact on African Nova Scotian and Aboriginal communities.
And how do you hope a map like this changes or impacts the conversation that has been going on for a while?
I would hope that, that's a good question, because I would hope that people in positions of power would pay more attention to the issues that we're raising. For example, recently there was an article in Coast Magazine and which disputed the disproportionate impact of these environmental racism that was occurring in our communities. Well, please, what we ask from the environment ministers, for example, is to read the reports, look at the map, and we'll give you another chance to come back and rephrase or restate what you said. But as a part of that, too, is our bill. See, everything becomes connected. It's not in isolation of each other. The map's not in isolation of the research we're doing. The map's not in isolation of the bill, the environmental bill that we want to get passed. It's the only one of its kind. It's the first time, the only one of its kind in Canada that made it to the legislature and at least got to first reading. But now it's almost like we're going back and we have to start all over again. It's a hard struggle.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today to give us this update.
Thank you.